there you go. Then I'm just, there's good news.
It's time again for Donald
Trump.
Theater.
No one knows what's up or down.
Black
or white.
Legal
or
impeachable.
Everything is make believe in Donald
Trump.
Theater.
So let's
pull
the
curtain
back.
We are controlling transmission. If we wish to make it louder, we will bring up the volume. We can change the focus to a soft blur.
You're moving into a land of both shadow and substance, of things and ideas. You've just crossed over into.
Logic is an enemy and truth is a menace.
Truth isn't truth.
I hear it's fake news, but maybe it is, maybe it isn't.
I think it's fake news, okay? Now, would I do that? Absolutely.
We reached the series finale of this president's first impeachment.
Well, the impeachment trial is basically over, is a sentence I could have said 2 weeks ago when the trial began.
Here in the nation's capital, our leaders have gathered for the solemn process of voting along party lines.
Many Republicans have complained about the length of these hearings and having to sit in the chamber for so many hours without having a spine to support them.
The presiding officer directs judgment to be entered in accordance with the judgment of the Senate as follows. The Senate, having tried Donald John Trump, President of the United States, upon two articles of impeachment exhibited against him by the House of Representatives, and two-thirds of the senators present not having found him guilty of the charges contained therein, it is therefore ordered and adjudged that the said Donald John Trump be, and he is hereby, acquitted of the charges in said articles.
Free at last! Free at last! Thank God Almighty! We are free at last!
So this is how liberty dies. With thunderous applause.
I think he shouldn't have done it. I think it was wrong. Inappropriate was the way I'd say improper, crossing the line.
The president's behavior was shameful and wrong. His personal interests do not take precedence over those of this great nation.
It was wrong for President Trump to mention former Vice President Biden on that phone call. And it was wrong for him to ask a foreign country to investigate a political rival.
Dishonesty is Donald Trump's hallmark.
This man is a pathological liar.
I think he's a kook. I think he's crazy.
Donald Trump is a delusional narcissist and an orange-faced windbag.
The man is utterly amoral. Donald is a bully, a narcissist.
The most vulgar person.
He's a race-baiting, xenophobic, religious bigot.
A business genius, he is not. His promises are as worthless as a degree from Trump University. The bullying, the greed, the showing off, the misogyny.
That he's a jackass.
A speck of dirt is way more qualified to be president.
I think he's unfit for office. We should have basically kicked him out of the party.
Donald Trump is a phony, a fraud.
He held up hundreds of millions of dollars in aid to Ukraine in order to extort that country to help him cheat in the 2020 election by digging up dirt on Joe Biden.
We are here for one reason and one reason only. The president of the United States withheld foreign aid that he was happy to give in the two prior years. That suddenly we are to believe something changed, the conditions on the ground changed, and he had an epiphany about corruption within a week of Vice President Biden announcing his candidacy. It doesn't make any sense.
The president's lawyer got on the well of the Senate and said it's totally fine for the president to solicit and accept foreign information in an election and double down on that sort of infamous moment with George Stephanopoulos, arguing, you know, that, yeah, that's fine. So, yeah, maybe the Chinese are, their security agency is up on his opponent. Mm-hmm. And they come to the White House and they say, oh, look at this phone transcript we have. And, you know, if it's credible, then that's fine for the president to do it.
This is really serious. I mean, if you actually think what's going on, you have the president of the United States and his lawyers, and maybe soon with a blessing from the Senate, agreeing that he is the state, and that if he, as long as he is personally doing something, it is also in the interest of the state. I mean, that comes from Louis XIV, who is the Sun King. It is an absolute monarch from 18th century, 17th and 18th century France. And this is supposed to be a democracy.
The president seems to be emulating a French king who said, l'état, c'est moi, the state, it's me.
She's referring, of course, to Louis XIV, who famously said, l'état, c'est moi.
Here comes the sun, here comes the sun, I say.
Trump has a lot in common with Louis XIV. Same decorating style, same lax attitudes toward extramarital affairs. They both poop in a drawer. Plus, Louis was the Sun King, and Trump is the stare directly at the Sun King. The only real difference is Trump's motto, let me eat cake.
It's been a long, cold, lonely winter.
This is the last response for these 2 days of question and answers that I got from the president's team, and that is, let's just assume he did it. So what? And I have been saying for a long time that's probably what they're going to end up with. You can say all these things, but so what? And the so what means that this president, who believes that he can do anything he wants under Article 2 of the Constitution, will continue to go forward. And I tell you, when the Trump team said, oh, well, you know, if you're going to impeach him and convict him for what he did, that means that this president is going to be facing impeachment at every turn. What they really are afraid of is that this president, unfettered, without a conviction, means that he's going to be doing a lot more stuff that will subject him to impeachment, because that's what this guy is. He believes he's king now.
Article 2 allows me to do whatever I want.
Then I have an Article 2 where I have the right to do whatever I want as president, but I don't even talk about that.
Nobody ever mentions Article 2. It gives me all of these rights at a level that nobody has ever seen before.
What do you mean nobody has ever seen before? Only Trump would think no one ever gets to that part because it's all the way back in Article 2. Of course, I doubt Trump has ever read even one full sentence of the Constitution. He probably got three words in and quit. We the people, I think that M is upside down.
Here comes the sun.
The Senate impeachment trial is racing democracy to see which one can end faster.
Trump could offer Alaska to the Russians in exchange for support in the next election, or decide to move to Mar-a-Lago permanently and let Jared Kushner run the country.
Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun, I say.
The Justice Department, in resisting House subpoenas, is in court today. They're in here arguing Congress must go to court to enforce its subpoenas, but they're in the court saying, Congress, thou shalt not do that. So the judge says, if the Congress can't enforce its subpoenas in court, then what remedy is there? And the Justice Department lawyer's response is, impeachment. Impeachment. You can't make this up.
You can't make this up. Because George Orwell already did. Anyway, that's my time. 2 + 2 = 5. I love Big Brother. Do it to Julia. Do it to Julia. Fit me for a rat cage. Now.
A failed scheme doesn't make you innocent. If you take a hostage and you demand a ransom, and the police are after you, and you release the hostage before you get the money, it doesn't make you innocent. It just makes you unsuccessful, an unsuccessful crook. But it doesn't mitigate the harmful conduct. And this body should not accept, nor should the American people accept, the idea put out by the president's lawyers today that it is perfectly fine, unimpeachable, for a president of the United States to say, hey, Russia, or hey, Ukraine, or hey, China, I want your help in my election.
I freeze! Nobody move! Get over there! Okay.
We are situated by the Senate offices. With new evidence piling up, Republicans are working tirelessly to ignore all of it.
Can I get some with it?
Trump's claim that he can do whatever he wants is very much at the core of Trumpism and the modern Republican Party. And that ethos is very much on display in this impeachment trial. Republicans have spent a decade pretending to be a principled party based on limited government and respect for the Constitution, when in reality, they never cared about any of that stuff. Today's Republican Party is an authoritarian movement led by people who believe they should have the power to impose their will on everyone else. And Trump perfectly embodies that authoritarian mindset, which was on display in its clearest and most obvious form yesterday when Trump lawyer Alan Dershowitz made a truly shocking argument that it doesn't matter if Trump engaged in an illegal quid pro quo to cheat in the 2020 election, because if he was doing something to help himself get reelected, that means he was also doing it in the national interest.
Every public official that I know believes that his election is in the public interest. And mostly you're right. Your election is in the public interest. And if a president does something which he believes will help him get elected in the public interest, that cannot be the kind of quid pro quo that results in impeachment.
You can't touch this. You can't touch this. You can't touch this. You can't touch this.
That is an absolutely insane argument that is antithetical to literally everything the founders believed when they wrote the Constitution. Think about what he's saying there. He's saying that if you believe you being president is what's best for the country, then you're allowed to do whatever you want in order to remain president. That's insane. By that logic, Trump could shut down airports under the pretense of high winds anytime one of his Democratic challengers had a flight. One of the president's lawyers literally just said that he can commit an illegal quid pro quo to cheat in an election, and that's fine. But as you'll recall, when the allegations first emerged, Trump and his supporters insisted adamantly over and over and over again that no such quid pro quo had ever occurred.
There's no quid pro quo, no demand, no pressure, no threat.
There's no quid pro quo. There was no quid pro quo.
There is no quid pro quo.
There is no quid pro quo.
There was no quid pro quo.
There was no quid pro quo.
There was no quid pro quo.
But listen to this. There is no pro quo.
That's right. There was no pro quo, I guess. We can't expect the president of the United States to remember that many one-syllable words.
The American people are disgusted by the Washington Democrat wish, and you say it.
Quid pro quo doesn't matter. It's a red herring. It doesn't matter if there was a quid pro quo or not.
And you offer someone something of value and then literally in the next breath say, I would like you to do us a favor, though, as Trump did on his phone call with the president of Ukraine. That is the literal definition of a quid pro quo.
The Senate voted against calling witnesses in the impeachment trial 51 to 49. Ever since that vote, Republicans have been coming up with lame excuses, like Alaska Senator Lisa Murkowski. Senator Murkowski announced on Friday she would be voting against any witnesses, explaining, I have come to the conclusion that there will be no fair trial in the Senate. I don't believe the continuation of this process will change anything. It is sad for me to admit that, as an institution, the Congress has failed. No, it hasn't. Senate Republicans have failed.
He shouldn't have done it. And I said he shouldn't have done it. And now I think it's up to the American people to say, okay, good economy, lower taxes, conservative judges, behavior that I might not like, call to Ukraine, weigh that against Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders and pick a president.
Okay, but rigging the way we pick the president is what Trump's being impeached for. This is like saying, yes, he cheated at poker, but how dare you accuse him of cheating at poker? He will now prove he is innocent by cheating you at poker.
What the president should have done was, if he was upset about Joe Biden and his son and what they were doing in Ukraine, he should have called the attorney general and told him that and let the attorney general handle it the way they always handle cases that involve public figures.
And why do you think he didn't do that?
Maybe he didn't know to do it.
Look on the bright side. No. Look on the bright side, Chuck. Maybe the guy with the nuclear launch codes is a complete idiot.
Political science teaches us that in the context of a democracy, authoritarians, all other things being equal, should be expected to get reelected, because authoritarians should be expected to use the powers of the state right. to get reelected. And that general principle has loomed for me over the leadership of President Trump throughout his first term in office, because that's what I have been expecting about how he would try to secure a second term in office. I did not expect that Trump's lawyers would lay down a legal framework to try to pre-clear him for any such actions.
I think the impeachment trial itself is a joke, period.
It's a shit show.
We think it's a complete sham. He hasn't done anything wrong.
How did we get here with no evidence?
He didn't do anything.
He didn't do anything. Very well said.
Well, that's it, right? He didn't do anything.
He didn't do anything.
So we should let everybody testify.
Correct. Yeah. Oh. Yeah. No.
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 Do you think John Bolton should testify?
No.
Why not?
Well, he could testify, but I think he's vengeful for getting fired from his job. I think he's a liar.
John Bolton's a liar.
Absolutely.
There should be a system set up where he takes an oath and then under oath he tells the truth. Otherwise, he's punished.
I think there should be, yes.
And maybe there's a judge who's put in charge, like the highest judge in the land.
Right.
Appointed by a Republican. And then we could all see what he has to say. Would you be for a system like that?
Sure.
I've read the transcript for verbatim, not verbatim, but I've read the transcript, meaning like I've watched everybody read it on the news. I haven't seen the transcript.
You know that's not what reading the transcript means. But you watch people read the transcript.
Right, I haven't personally read the transcript. Have you read the transcript? No.
I have. Spoiler alert, he asked a foreign country to interfere in our election. It's crazy, right? It's crazy.
There's no, whatever that word is, quid pro quo.
There's no crime that's been, there's no a crime that he's been accused of.
What does that mean?
What?
What do you mean?
They have not made an accusation or brought an actual penal code. Yeah.
You can tell he hasn't done anything wrong just by his demeanor. I mean, he would be trying to hide things.
If he were blocking witnesses or evidence or something like that, you'd be like, oh, you're hiding something. But right. Otherwise.
Right. He's saying, let him see everything.
Let him see everything.
I'll prove whatever you want me to prove.
Right. But Trump is blocking witnesses.
I don't care.
Oh. But we were saying earlier that if you're blocking something, it shows that you have something to hide.
They're going to impeach him again.
Is it going to be another impeachment?
I probably all the way for 5 more years.
Did you feel the impeachment was a distraction?
Not at all. I don't think he's got skin that is about as thick as it gets.
Donald Trump is?
Yeah, thick skin. He's
thick skin. He gets mad if a celebrity makes fun of him on Twitter.
Well, it's good. I like his tweetings.
He should take a victory lap. It should have already happened. He can do whatever he wants.
Let's say it happens tomorrow. Trump
right.
beats impeachment. Trump can get on to running the country.
Exactly, like he has been doing for the past 3.5 years now.
I mean, and now with like no impediments, no checks, no balances.
Exactly. They need to have like more restrictions on who can just come up with articles for impeachment when nothing's been done.
Who's in Donald Trump's way going forward?
The only people that would be in his way are other Republicans trying to get in office.
Yeah, he's evolved this presidency into a dictatorship that we could all understand.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Wow.
One is the loneliest number that you'll ever do.
The only real drama today was whether any Republicans would dare vote against Donald Trump. And it turns out there was one man with binders full of courage.
The president asked a foreign government to investigate his political rival. The president's purpose was personal and political. Accordingly, the president is guilty of an appalling abuse of public trust. With my vote, I will tell my children and their children that I did my duty to the best of my ability, believing that my country expected it of me.
That you ever do.
The vote on obstruction of Congress was 53-47, pure partisan split. Hmm. But on the first charge, on abuse of power, the vote was 52-48. And on this dark day, there was someone I would like to thank for giving me a ray of hope. Utah Senator Mitt Romney.
The grave question the Constitution tasks senators to answer is whether the president committed an act so extreme and egregious that it rises to the level of a high crime and misdemeanor. Yes, he did. Corrupting an election to keep oneself in office is perhaps the most abusive and destructive violation of one's oath of office that I can imagine.
To which Trump replied, "Wow, you don't have much of an imagination, do you, Mitt?"
The president's purpose was personal and political. Accordingly, the president is guilty of an appalling abuse of public trust.
Yes, that's what the impeachment managers were saying the whole time. Someone was actually listening to the substitute teacher, Mr. Schiff. You got through to the tall, quiet kid who has trouble making friends. In the back of the room. Nothing means anything. Right is wrong, up is down, Missouri is Kansas. Now we know that asking a foreign power to interfere in our election is the new normal. The Democrats have no choice but to do the same thing.
Russia, if you're listening, I could really use that pee-pee tape, milk, lemonade. Around the corner, justice is made.
Now, Senate Republicans claim they're not setting the precedent that presidents are above the law because Trump is going to change.
I think that he knows now that if he is trying to do certain things, whether it's ferreting out corruption there in Afghanistan, whatever it is, he needs to go through the proper channels.
If a call like that gets you an impeachment, I would think you would think twice before he did it again.
I think he'll be instructed by what has occurred here.
Oh, he'll be instructed by what occurred here because nothing occurred here. You know, there's a saying about those who fail to learn from history. I don't know what it is because I failed history. The only lesson Trump ever learns is that he gets away with everything. Multiple bankruptcies, nothing. Multiple sexual assault accusations, nothing. He's in perfect health despite eating like a rat behind the Bob's Big Boy. Nothing. The senator who has most successfully talked herself into believing that she believes in something is Maine Republican Susan Collins, who last night said this.
He was impeached, and there has been criticism by both Republican and Democratic senators of his call. I believe that he will be much more cautious in the future.
In the future, he'll be more cautious and not get caught. She now says she probably shouldn't have said she believes Trump has learned his lesson from the fallout, from his dealings with Ukraine and impeachment. She now says a better word would have been hopes.
Wishing and hoping, yes, wishing and hoping, and thinking and praying, planning and dreaming.
Now, other than Romney, another Republican senator who was considered on the fence was also about Trump was Susan Collins of Maine, right? But she decided that we don't need to throw Trump out because she thinks he's already been scared straight.
I'm voting to acquit. I believe that the president has learned from this case.
What do you believe the president has learned?
The president has been impeached. That's a pretty big lesson.
However, during a TV anchor's lunch at the White House yesterday, Trump responded to questions about Collins' comments, saying he had done nothing wrong, and that his conversation with Ukraine's president, quote, was a perfect call.
Your Honor, my client has learned his lesson. No, I haven't. His days of selling drugs are over. Who wants cocaine? Because clearly Trump hasn't learned a lesson. If anything, he's learned that he can do whatever he wants and Republicans will let him get away with it.
Does anyone seriously believe that I would consent to these consequences other than from an inescapable conviction that my oath before God demanded it of me? As a senator juror, I swore an oath before God to exercise impartial justice. I am profoundly religious. My faith is at the heart of who I am. I take an oath before God as enormously consequential. Were I to ignore the evidence that has been presented and disregard what I believe my oath and the Constitution demands of me for the sake of a partisan end, it would, I fear, expose my character to history's rebuke and the censure of my own conscience.
Hearing Mitt Romney take his oath to God seriously was like finding water in the desert. Because we know Republicans are lying when they say that Trump didn't do anything wrong or that maybe he did, but he shouldn't be removed. Every person who leaves the White House and writes a book about it, or every journalist who gets to peek behind the curtain, they all tell us the Republicans privately are horrified by Donald Trump and want something, someone, to do something to stop him. But they don't have the balls to say that out loud when it matters. That's why an oath is important. Now, oaths may not mean a lot to some people, but here's what it's about. When you take an oath, you can't think one thing and say another. You are asking God to witness on the pain of your immortal soul that what you whisper in your heart is what comes out of your mouth. Though most of these guys are talking out their Now, in Robert Bolt's A Man for All Seasons, the main character, Thomas More, is the lone voice opposing Henry VIII, a bloated golden child who none dared gainsay, who destroyed anyone who did not follow him blindly, and then went ahead and destroyed a lot of people who followed him blindly anyway. And in the play, Moore says this to his daughter, Meg. He says, when a man takes an oath, he's holding his own self in his own hands like water. And if he opens his fingers then, he needn't hope to find himself again. Well, with the lone exception of Mitt Romney, I think the Republicans have just opened their fingers. They will be missed. So please join me in thanking Mitt Romney for being honest, for not lying to us or to himself, for serving the Constitution rather than that monstrous child in the White House. Why can't he be president? Thanks, Obama.
The preceding show was recorded at Wave Farms WGXC in the Hudson Valley in New York State.